The World Bank officer John Room observed that Nigeria's model of mainstreaming climate change adaptation and mitigation plans in the country's sustainable development efforts is in line with what the bank has been promoting, pointing out that addressing the two differently amounts to wasting scarce resource, announcing that the bank was working on ways to scale up funding to poor and fragile countries. Rome said Nigeria is among priority nations due to the large-scale climate-induced devastation in northern part of the country.
Currently, we were going to the donors to ask for more money, and the objective is to try and increase the size of that fund by 50% so that we have more money for poor countries, and in particular the most fragile countries or regions like the north of Nigeria. One of the commitments we've made to the donors is we will be mainstreaming NDCs into the overall development process.
The World Bank official, however, observed that considering huge funds required to address climate change in line with the Paris Climate Agreement, the funds from the bank would not be enough, thus the need for private sector support. Based on that, Rome again lauded the country for its plan to locally raise 20 billion naira with a sovereign green bond it plans to launch in the first quarter of next year. The World Bank Director of Climate Change also said that the kind of projects that his bank supports are those that have direct impact on the masses, addressing key areas such as access to potable water, fight hunger and starvation, and ensure power to drive businesses. President Muhammadu Buhari, while addressing African Union Commission delegates at COP22, said as part of efforts to implement its robust plan to cut down greenhouse emission as well as protect the masses from the impacts of climate change, the country would pursue sustainable development and green growth, especially in priority areas including energy and gas, transportation and agriculture. He was represented by the Minister of Environment, Amina Mohammed.
In Nigeria, what we are working towards more specifically, increasing the understanding of members of the National Assembly on the concept of low carbon and climate resilient development and the green economy. So while we have spoken in the spaces of the UNFCCC, bringing it home and getting everyone onto the same page for those commitments requires that advocacy and knowledge sharing.
Nigeria seeks partnership and support in terms of technology and finance to implement its intended nationally determined contributions for addressing climate change. And to achieve that, the country should be prepared to spend about $142 billion to derive estimated national benefits of $304 billion based on World Bank's calculation. Innocent Onoh for Radio Nigeria.